I thank you all for coming this evening. And in a certain sense, taking your married life, your family life, the life you now live with great joy and expectancy, awaiting the birth of truly what we know to be God's singular gift to us all, new life. You know, we remember pretty well, you know, our own family lives and growing up, and perhaps we were old enough to remember the birth of a younger brother and sister. Now, I think children look at their younger siblings a little differently when we're all young than as we grow up and mature a bit more. But I'm the second youngest of six, and so I do have some clear memories of the birth of my younger brother. He's 6 years younger than I am. And the one thing that remains in my memory wasn't so much his birth. When he was born late at night on February 1st, 1956. And all I remember is my dad woke me up out of a sound sleep to tell me I had a little brother. And all I can remember is saying, yeah, that's great, and I went back to sleep. But you know, think of it. If you are expecting your first child, or it's not your first child, think of that almost inexpressible transformation that comes over not just you, the parents of your child, but your family, when this new little life makes its appearance. It's hard to put into words, but not just you and your other children, if this is not your first child, but your families, your parents, your other brothers and sisters. Lives are intimately affected. Parents become grandparents. Brothers and sisters, all of a sudden, aren't just brothers and sisters, they're aunts and uncles. Older children now have a younger brother or sister. Your family, your home, is enlarged. Such is the gift of a child. Perhaps you've seen this picture. It's a beautiful rendition of our Blessed Mother holding the infant Jesus. And the title of the picture says it all, but if you've seen it or if you haven't, I'm sure you can see it online. And it's been used by the Conference of Bishops for various things, so it's easily found. But it's called Kissing the Face of God. It looks like a painting, but a very naturally beautiful young Mary holding this beautiful little boy, kind of wrapped up in some blankets, in her arms. With her eyes closed, she's kissing his cheek. But the baby Jesus is facing in such a way that he's looking not so much at his mother but he's looking at us. The nature of the gift of God of new life in a little baby boy or girl should immediately remind us he came to us as a child, an infant, born in time as we all have been born in time, to give to you and to me the gift which is beyond all price. He literally gave us our lives back. We have the chance to go to heaven. And for you, wonderful mothers and fathers, the gift of life, your child, is not only a gift to you, but it's a gift to us all. I believe it was Saint Augustine, who himself, of course, you can read of his life, but as a great bishop of the early church, he lived in terribly difficult and traumatic times. The Roman Empire was collapsing. All kinds of different, what were called barbarian peoples, were invading the empire. Christians were being persecuted by various heretical sects, as well as these new peoples coming in who were, for the most part, pagans. But in the midst of it all, in one of his beautiful Easter sermons, he spoke of the incarnation of God, Jesus becoming man in connection with his passion, death, and resurrection, and he said, the birth of the Lord Christ in time has changed the nature of life forever. And he said, every time a new child is born, it is a reminder that God has continued to love us and he has given us what he called that sign of his confidence in us. How very true. The gift of a child is priceless. No matter what particular age the church has lived in and flourished in, and it has in every age, its teaching, its appreciation of the gift of human life as inviolable and as a gift which is from God and is meant to return to God, as opposed as that may be, yet God continues through the gift of the birth of children to show us not only how much he continues to love us, but how much he trusts us with this little bit of heaven. You may recall when Pope Benedict was elected to succeed St. John Paul II in the Mass, the public Mass inaugurating his pontificate back in April of 2005. In that sermon, the Holy Father covered many different topics, but he came to the gift and of life and that just the demand of nature itself, as well as the demand of humanity to defend and protect it. And in part, he said this, we, speaking of us all, we are not some casual and meaningless product of evolution. Each of us is the result of the thought of God. Each of us is willed. Each of us is loved. Each of us is necessary. Each of us is willed. Each of us is loved. Each of us is necessary. From all eternity, Almighty God, the Creator of all life, human and divine, has thought of your child. And now, because of your generosity and love for him and each other as spouses, this child is willed, is loved, and certainly is necessary for you, your family, for our church, for society itself. Every child is that thought of God which he gives life to prove again not only that he exists, that he loves us, and he trusts us with a little bit of heaven.